This month, we're talking about salvation, and we're privileged to have Brother Trent Kennedy, who will be with us on the 21st, I believe it is, and he's going to be preaching a series of lessons on the idea of salvation has been brought down, deliverance has been brought down. And his wife also, Lisa, is going to be talking with the ladies from our theme this year is serving our generation. Now, Brother Trent is also going to be dealing with that, but with salvation being brought down is actually the focal point. And so this month on Wednesday nights, we're going to be talking about salvation accounts in the book of Acts. If you will, turn your Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 2. And I want you to look at verse number 37. I have the subject in verse number 37. Now, when they heard this, when you think about salvation, we're talking about deliverance, being rescued, being saved. So here we see in verse number 37, now when they heard this, now I want us to stop there because we want to ask the question, what did they hear? What did they hear? They heard evidence. They heard evidence. But what is evidence? You're taking notes. Evidence is the available body of facts. The available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or a statement is valid or not. And so when we stop and we think about evidence, it's a word we throw around all the time. But I'm not sure if we truly define the word properly. And so we want to make sure that we define our terms. But what was the evidence that the Jews at this particular time, these 17 different nations that is being seen in verses 5 to verse number 13, what is the evidence that they received? Well, in verses 14 through 21, they receive evidence from the prophet Joel. Well, Peter, as he is preaching, he quotes from Joel, Joel chapter 2, 28 through verse number 32. But the reason why he quotes that is because the very thing that they just saw, and the very things that they just heard, you have these 17 different nations, you have the individuals speaking in tongues, the apostles, and they're guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes upon them, they're speaking, and they say, what does these things mean? And Peter raises up with the 11, he said, this is that which the prophet Joel spoke of. And so the evidence there is very important that when we stop and we think about what were they saying? What was going on here? What was God trying to get across? He was trying to get across a message to the people in order for them to want to listen. So in verses 22 to verse number 24, we find facts concerning Jesus. What type of facts? Facts that Jesus' life was approved of God, facts of Jesus' death, and facts of Jesus' resurrection. Here, he states these particular facts that we see in verses 22 through verse 24. Go back and read this on your own time. You'll be glad that you did. But look at verses 25 through 36. He brings up David. Now, they love David. And most people love David even to this day. As a matter of fact, they still listen to David today. Unfortunately, when we think about David, Peter brings him up and he said, well, David was a prophet, but David is dead. And he's still in his grave even to this day. And we find that very interesting that he brings up Jesus and how Brother Tobias, his body did not see corruption. But he says that David is dead. His body is still in the tomb. He saw corruption. We're not listening to David. As a matter of fact, we're listening to the one that David spoke of. That's Jesus. That's the one we're listening to. This is what he's getting across to them. And so when you look at verse number 36, look at verse number 36. Here, we see something very interesting as it relates to logic. And at this particular time, Aristotle was very well used and very well thought of that when you consider logic, therefore. So he gives all that information. And so since all that information is true, therefore, listen to this. Therefore, let the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you crucified, and watch this, both Lord and Christ. That's interesting. He said, you crucified him. And then earlier, he said, with lawless hands, you crucified and slain him. Wow. Can you imagine hearing that? Can you imagine being a Jew and you're hearing, you're the one that slew your Messiah? Been waiting on you. But they didn't believe that he was. And one thing I love about Peter, he said, you with lawless hands, you did that. And so it convicted them. So in verse number 37, this is why he says, now when they heard this. In John 16, in verse number 8, the Holy Spirit was sent to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come, Leon. We see that the Holy Spirit was going to be guiding the apostles into all of the truth. And on that day of Pentecost, which is this particular day right here, the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 and verse number 1 through 4, is actually the facilitator. He's the power behind what's going on right now. And so in order to produce fruit in these people, Galatians 5 and verse number 22, the law of the Spirit must be employed. What do you mean by that, Romans 8, 1 and 2? Here, the Holy Spirit is going to be operating, working through these men, and they're going to be teaching, they're going to be preaching, and it's going to convict the hearts of the people. Hence the reason they say, what shall we do? How can we make this right? When they heard this, the Bible says they were cut to their hearts and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? How can we make this right? We crucified our Lord. We slew him. How do we make this right? And notice what he says in verse number 38. He told them how to make it right. So we see evidence of conviction in verse number 37. This evidence caused them to ask the question, how can we make this right, in verse number 37. The evidence created opportunity for Peter to say, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of, O.F., the Holy Spirit. So we see evidence that was creating opportunity. But this evidence in verse 39 and 40 also challenged them to receive the exhortation. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Notice the challenge there. Shouldn't we be challenging people even to this day? You need to save yourself from this evil world that we're living in, because one day God is going to come back and the wrath of God is going to be upon men and he's going to destroy this world. You don't want to be part of it. You don't want to be part of it. And friends, make no mistake about it, he's coming back. But then look at verse 41, and we'll end with this. Because we saw the evidence that convicted them in verse 37, the evidence that caused them to ask this question, the evidence that created opportunity in verse number 38, the evidence that challenged them to receive the exhortation to save themselves, and now the evidence which culminated in 3,000 souls obeying the gospel. Right then, not 2 weeks later, not a month later, right now. How can we make this right? In verse number 41, notice what the Bible says. Then those who gladly received his word, which means that there was some there that didn't gladly receive it, they were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. Friends, if you're not a member of the Lord's church, we want you to be added. Our dear sister Sierra was added to the Lord's church, and we're so thankful for that. Yesterday, she was baptized into Christ. What a blessing. What a blessing to study God's word and be added to the Lord's church. Maybe you're not a child of God, and, well, you need to be added. By believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, being willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins, receive the challenge, save yourself from this untoward generation. But maybe you're a child of God and, well, maybe you haven't been given the evidence. Maybe you haven't been challenging people. Let's challenge people so they can be better, so they can be everything that God will have them to be. And then in the end, God will be glorified. As we stand and as we sing.